The 29th of August, 2016. The integrity of the soul is the questionable item at this point in time. As memory patterns, integrated memory patterns can flow through portals, and these portals can necessarily be interfered with. A flowing process can happen through portals through to you and your memory. Your thought patterns and the way you perceive can be adjusted. This isn't a negative statement. What it is a factual process that actually happens. Humanity in itself has been interfered with for eons. And when we talk about eons, we talk about a whole level of interference that has gone on for so long that you don't even know what is real and what isn't. Because you don't understand the differential between real and not. So in truth, what it is you're dealing with is an elongation of pattern that has been projected to you, and you almost expect it to happen. How can you differentiate between intuition and your own thoughts? How can you differentiate between your own thoughts and intuition? What is the differential between the two? How do you know that those patterns are not interfered with? How do you know that the thought patterns that are flowing to you are from a God source or not from somewhere else? So this is what one has to learn to differentiate between when you are working with energies such as that as the child that speaks. Is a simple prayer before a procedure good enough? Is a simple sit down and speak good enough? What is good enough for those that work with these fields? And equally, are these words, as you listen to them, the relevance to the correctness? You're going to have to decide that for yourself, you the listeners. But one thing is for certain, and one thing will always be for certain, that God's love wrapped around every child is enough to be protected. When a mother cherishes her child with love, not too much and not too little, that child will be secure, not only for its life, but into its future life, because it was wrapped round and secure with love. Now imagine yourself as God's children, and he cherishes and loves you, and wraps you around with enough love, but not too much. So you have the ability to stand on your own two feet, but you also have the ability to know that you are supported and loved. Information must be taken in much the same way. Supported and loved. Loved and supported. The words of love will always carry through on the words of support. And the words of support will always carry through on the words of love. So this is the integration, the integrity that you need to use when you are working with any form of channeled material, any form of intuitive material, any form of perceived material. Know that it is loved. You are loved and you come from a space. Now this is very, very important, that is grounded with love before you start. That a projection of love can come in so many different ways. From ground to earth or from earth to ground. It matters not because it surrounds you like an ether. But if you surround yourself in interfered thoughts, then love is pushed away from you. So take this again. If you surround yourself with interfered thoughts, then love is pushed away from you. So it is important to try and retrain your thinking processes. When processes come in that are negative, when processes that are coming in that cause disdain not only to you but to others, don't allow them to stay. Say to them, I love you, I do not wish you to be with me. Thank you. And bless them back. Do not fire them back like a missile, because that causes disdain and energy towards you and the energy form in which it has come. Just remember, everything has perpetuation. Everything has inertia. And because something's always been done, it will continue to be done. It's in the same way. How can you get the Amazon River to change direction? It's always run in one direction. But of course, you've always realized it runs in one direction, but it might well run in another direction given the opportunity to do so, if the laws of gravity work in the opposite. So nothing's set in stone and nothing ever will be. But what you must understand is love is always set in stone. It will never change. It will always stay the same. Its parameters, its mass, the way it functions has always been the same. It's only the users that have differentiated its use. In many cases, to your own means and the means of those that wish to adjust its formats. Use love. It will never, ever use you. Abuse love, and you only abuse yourself. So use love to construct a whole building around you of love. A building that's not impenetrable, but a building that's available to everyone that walks with the same shoes as you. Build no castles, moat walls, tower bridges. Build none of these things, but build and surround yourself with those that love and love that those. From this day onwards forth, be that, and you will be the love that you need to be. Thank you for now.